Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woostling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy Zinn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jimmy Zinn. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. One out. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. Two outs. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Zinn reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Yats Wustling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wustling is 0 for 1 in the game. Wustling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Sorel fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wustling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Averill moves to second. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk is walked intentionally. Dick Porter pinch hits for Carl Lind. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing second base. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. McManus reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander is walked intentionally. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Yats Wustling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wustling is 0-for-2 in the game. Wustling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zinn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Fothergill tags and moves to third. Gehringer tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woestling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Shea moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea scores. Sorel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Sorel scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Burnett goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4 Tigers. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Grover Hartley now catching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yats Wustling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wustling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wustling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Jimmy's in. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.